From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In Syria's contested eastern Ghouta region, hundreds are reported dead in 48 hours of heavy bombardment by government forces, a situation UN envoy Stefan de Mistura likened to the tragedy in the northern city Aleppo.
I fear we are going to have, apart from the fact that Aleppo had by far more history, but eastern Ghouta has got by far more people. We are looking in front of us at an increasing tragedy.
In Washington, U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert expressed deep concern over the escalating attacks she called the regime's siege and starve tactic.
We call on all parties to commit to the unconditional de-escalation of violence. Russia must end its support of the Assad regime and its allies. They're responsible for the attacks, for the dire humanitarian situation in East Ghouta, and for the horrendous civilian death toll.
To the northwest, pro-regime fighters appear to have entered the fight in northwest Afrin region on the side of Kurds against the Turks. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the Shia fighters were forced to turn back by Turkish shelling. Turkey intervened in January against YPG Kurdish fighters and views as a threat to its frontier. Thousands paid final tribute to the late Zimbabwean opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai, who died last week of cancer at age 65. His son Edwin was among those delivering a eulogy.
My father was full of love. My father was humble. My father was a true leader. I want to say farewell, Dad. Farewell, my hero. Your legacy will live and will never die.
Also in attendance was the Zimbabwean vice president, along with U.S. and European diplomats. This is VOA News. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, addressing the U.N. Security Council Tuesday, called for a broader new Mideast peace process that would replace U.S. mediation. Mr. Abbas denounced the U.S. decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital, calling it unlawful. He rejected further U.S. mediation. U.S. U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley said the Palestinian leadership must choose between denunciation of the U.S. and pursuit of punitive measures against Israel.
Or you can choose to put aside your anger about the location of our embassy and move forward with us toward a negotiated compromise that holds great potential for improving the lives of the Palestinian people.
The Trump administration is preparing a new peace initiative. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence was scheduled to meet North Korean officials on the sidelines of the Winter Olympics, possibly including the sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, but Pyongyang canceled at the last minute. Pence's condemnation of the North's rights record scuppered the meeting. Go Myung-hyun, research fellow at the Seoul-based Asan Institute for Policy Studies, said this was a missed opportunity.
I definitely think the South Korean government was very much open about its desire for the United States and North Korea to sit down together for the occasion of the Olympics and talk about denuclearization.
A Pence spokesman said had the meeting gone off, the vice president would have delivered an uncompromising message about denuclearization. Japan Wednesday reported a suspected high seas violation of U.N. sanctions in North Korea, spotting an apparent cargo transfer between Chinese and North Korean vessels. China said a military patrol plane saw the alleged transfer in the East China Sea Friday. Latvia's central governor, Ismar Rimsevits, has been blocked from carrying out his duties after refusing to resign over corruption allegations. Rimsevits, who also sits on the European Central Bank, was detained and questioned over the weekend about allegations. He accepted a $125,000 bribe. He insists he is not guilty. Rescuers found no survivors in the wreckage of an Iranian airliner that crashed into a mountain Sunday, where the remains of 65 passengers and crew were found buried in snow. The Asiman twin-engine aircraft disappeared from radar nearly an hour after leaving a Tehran airport en route to the southwest city of Yasuj. In the wake of last week's mass shooting at a Florida high school, President Donald Trump has signaled his support for a ban on accessories that enable a rifle to shoot hundreds of rounds of ammunition and treat so-called bump stocks as machine guns. The president Tuesday said we cannot merely take action that make us feel like we're making a difference, but we must actually make a difference. At the Winter Olympic Games in South Korea, Italy's Sofia Goggia Wednesday won the women's downhill competition. Norway's Ragnhild Mowinkel took the silver. American Lindsey Vonn came in third, taking bronze. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.